This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Monday, September the 14th, as we come off a incredibly frustrating weekend of Phillies baseball, as the Phillies lose 3 of 5 over the weekend. Package that with the loss on Thursday, the just gut punch of a loss on Thursday. And the Marlins have won the series, the 7-game series. No matter what happens in today's game 7 of the series, the Phillies really need to win this one. They are now a half game back of the Marlins for that second place spot in the National League East. I've, of course, lost ground to the Braves. And just, again, a straight-up disappointing weekend. There's no other way to put it. Just a really disappointing showing from the Phillies this weekend. Injuries, issues, all kinds of problems. It's not cool. It's not great. And a Phillies team that a week ago we felt so good about. And, you know, we thought maybe it was time that they would finally get this stupid Marlins monkey off their back. Somehow they would stop playing down to the Marlins and the Marlins having their number and just constantly handling them. It is, it's stunning. And not in a good way, obviously, as the Marlins are the Phillies' kryptonite, and they showed it again. They won the series. They've won the season series after winning 2 of 3 to start the season. I mean, it's not great. Marlins are 6-3 against the Phillies this year. And the Marlins are actually fighting for a playoff spot. And the Phillies, it's a disappointing weekend. And then there are some serious injuries we need to talk about. It's a bummer. Because, you know, you're starting to, look, I still think the Phillies are going to make the playoffs, but it's starting to kind of fall apart, the enthusiasm we had for, and look, we've seen it with the bullpen, and that's ultimately what we know, is that the enthusiasm was never going to reach past a certain point, because we all knew that the bullpen was ultimately going to cause this team to not get as far as we want it to go. But the injuries are starting to make it a lot tougher too. The Phillies now sitting at 23-22, a half game behind the Marlins. Again, after that brutal 7-6 loss on Thursday where they were up 6-3 and Tommy Hunter and Brandon Workman said, no, we're going to lose this one. Sorry. Don't get attached to me in this one. So we head into the weekend off of that. Again, just another in a series of gut punch loss this team has suffered this year. We head into the weekend, doubleheader on Friday. The Phillies come out strong. Nice to see in game 1 of the doubleheader with Aaron Nola on the hill. and the bats came to play. Nola came to play. Nola gets his first quote-unquote career complete game, but it was seven innings in a doubleheader, obviously. It was awesome. Nola goes seven innings, three hits, no walks, 10 strikeouts, no runs, obviously, just dominant in the 11-0 victory. I did like his response, though. He said he was not counting it as a his first complete game because it was only seven innings. I'm with him. Look, he's pitched seven innings in a game before. So, you know, nine-inning complete game, obviously different. But it was awesome to see. It was needed, as we knew that in game two, because of the Zach Wheeler mishap with his pants, the injury, then oh, I can't believe we're even saying that, that we would need a bullpen game in this series here, in this doubleheader. So we needed Aaron Nola to give us everything he had, so to speak. And he did. He was great, obviously. Gave him a complete game in that first game. And the bats came to play in that one. Andrew McCutchen, 3-for-4, came super close to the cycle. Had a home run, a double. Was very close, a single. Rhys Hoskins hits his 10th home run of the season. Had a couple hits. The bats really got going. It was nice to see Alec Bohm, 2-for-4. Bohm just continues to rake. Had a really good five-game series. One of the Phillies' most consistent. Again, just continues to hit. Just a beast. Haseley, 3-for-4. They crush. And it's nice to see Haseley getting going, too, in this one. Is a really nice 11-0 victory. It felt good. It was fun to watch. It felt like, all right, we needed this. That was a absolute gut punch of a loss in game one of the series. We had that game one, and then yet again for the umpteenth trillionth time this season, the bullpen gave the game away, and I can't handle it. It was nice to see Aaron Nola start to finish 11-0 dominant win. And not just nice, needed. It was very much needed that we got that. Unfortunately, the Phillies weren't able to carry the momentum over into game two yet again, as the Phillies continued to lack the ability to win two games of a doubleheader, it seems, you know, and in general struggled in doubleheaders, it seems, which, you know, you would think it wouldn't be that way, but this was a frustrating one, as, you know, the bullpen game, obviously, you expect to lose the bullpen game, but you know, they were in it early. Hoskins gets them up 1-0, but then they kind of fell behind, just never able to catch back up. Blake Parker continues to be awesome. Pitched two cleans to start up. Then, you know, Heath Embry came in, and guess what? Heath Embry stinks. He just stinks. Ranger Suarez came in. He stinks. David Hale got some outs. It wasn't pretty. David Phelps, not great again. You know, I mean, look, it sucked. It was an annoying loss. It would have been nice to see maybe if they could have saved some of those runs from that first game for the second one, knowing that it was a bullpen game. You know, but look, you knew they were going to lose the bullpen game. There was no way that a game that was going to be started and ended and everything in between by the bullpen, a bullpen game, no starter. I mean, that was something the Phillies were never going to win. They were never going to win. Never, ever, ever, no matter what happened. You just know it. And they didn't. And it's not a surprise because their bullpen stinks. And you know, I'm actually, you know, I think honestly the bigger surprise, they only gave up five runs when you think about it, and the fact that they, this bullpen, only gave up five runs in a nine-inning game that they pitched every part of. I mean, that's actually surprising. I would have guessed more. ultimately the Phillies fall in game two. And then in game on Saturday, they come back and they bounce back again. And, you know, they're 2-2 in the series again. They get the bats going yet again, a 12-6 victory. Pull away, a close game for a bit there. Unfortunately, Spencer Howard leaves early, some shoulder stiffness. We'll talk about that. He was not very good, got beat up. Heath Embry ends up getting the win in this one. He's not good, but he did have a clean inning. JoJo actually gave up a run. You never see that. Workman gave up a run. Tommy Hunter was okay. Adam Morgan looked good after the game was kind of put away. But ultimately, the Phillies got out to a big lead early. A Didi Gregorius grand slam in the first inning. Got it going, just a shot to right field. And it was awesome. It was so needed, the exhale after winning, after losing the second game of game one, of day one, excuse me. But then finally we get Bryce Harper back on the home run board, as Harper had a great game, 3-for-4. Looked kind of Bryce Harper-ish again. They're up 5-0, but then it gets a little scary for a minute in the fourth as Spencer Howard gives up three. A Brian Anderson 3-run home run makes it 5-3. Romuta makes it 6-3, scoring on a wild pitch in the fifth. But then the Marlins continue to plug away, 6-4. Then Adam Haseley RBI single, 7-4. And then it is 7-5 after Corey Dickerson RBI hit in the seventh. And then we get to the eighth, and finally the Phillies pull away. Again, more small ball. No home runs here. A sharp RBI single from Gene Segura makes it 8-5. A RBI double by Alec Bohm, the beast of all beasts offensively, makes it 9-5. And then Kyle Garlick comes through ripping a bases clearing double, makes it 12-5. They ultimately win 12-6, getting the job done. Much needed victory there. Like, really, really needed that. You know, it was just a tough spot there, coming off that loss in game two on Friday. But then you know, they win that one and you're feeling pretty good coming into yesterday. It's the first Sunday of NFL season. You got the Eagles coming up, and of course you got the Phillies, a doubleheader. And yes, we're facing Sixto Sanchez in the first game, but you know what, these are important games and the Phillies need to win them, or at least win one. So they have a chance to win this series because, you know, they're a playoff team, and that's what a playoff team would do. And the Phillies lose them both. They score 2 runs, 1 in each game. They lose 2-1. They lose 8-1. A real, real bummer of a day. And, of course, as I'm sure you know, the Eagles and a 17-0 lead, much like the Phillies' bullpen, frittered it away and lost 27-17 in Washington. Just a brutal loss there. So it was a really, really tough day for Philadelphia sports yesterday. It was not cool. And really just a brutal day for the Phillies. Like, it really was a bad day. It was a bad day. The Phillies needed to do better, and they didn't. Look, game one, another bullpen game, and you know what? The bullpen pitched damn well. Ramon Morazo gives up 2 runs and 2 1/3, not too bad. But then Connor Brogdon, 2 1/3, clean, 4 strikeouts. David Hale, an inning and a third, clean, 3 strikeouts. It was good to see. But unfortunately, they were going up against former Philly prospect Sixto Sanchez, who was traded for JT Romito. Sixto dominates the Phillies. 7 innings, 1 earned, 4 strikeouts, 3 walks, 3 hits. Just a complete game, 90 pitches to get it done. The Phillies just unable to get anything going against Sixto. Bohm scores the lone run. Just It was a really bummer of a loss in a couple ways. It was a bummer of a loss because obviously you wanted to come in and take that first one and still have a chance to win both and win the series. A chance to win the series there if you win both those games. And then the game today is just also ran. Unfortunately, that's what turned out to be the situation for the Marlins, sadly, as we know. You know, the Phillies lose that first game 6-0. And then the part that obviously makes it tuck so much on top of that is that, you know, you just see how good 6-0 is. I mean, he's real. Pedro Martinez tweeted he's better than he was. It's like, come on, man. Dude, don't do that to us. It's just, it's tough. Look, as much as I love JT Romito, and we'll get to him because he did not play yesterday because he's got an injury we'll talk about. But as much as I love JT Romito, if you took the contract situation out of it and just say he was going to sign in Philly or whatever, I would still trade him back for 6-0 in a second. I would much rather have 6-0. I think after seeing what 6-0 is at the major league level now so far, I think you'd be crazy not to, especially considering the years of control you would have of him at lower salary, obviously. But he is, whoo, he's real. He's real. He's one of the true young, great pitchers in baseball. He is. That is a... It's a bummer. It's a shame because we don't really ever get that guy, that amazing all-time starting pitcher type talent is not something we see come up through our ranks very often here in Philadelphia, and that would have been cool. He's that. He's awesome, and who knows if he stays healthy. I mean, there are so many variables and all that, but, man, he's good. He's really good, and we saw it. And they handled the Phillies easily, winning 2-1. And then they win the second one 8-1, just handling them. Eflin just didn't have his best stuff. 4 innings, 4 earned. Doesn't work out. Ranger Suarez is horrible, and 2 innings works. Gives up 4, and the bats just don't get going. Alec Bohm, the yet again, the lone bright spot, a home run. As Bohm, you know, if you want to just quickly talk about a bright spot, Alec Bohm, the rookie, is batting .330 on the season. He has a .381 OBP and a .500 slugging percentage. It's an .881 OPS with a .330 batting average. Alec Bohm is special. I mean, like, really special, like a serious, real hitter, like a savant, someone who's going to be a great hitter for the Phillies for a long time, and it's really exciting. But, man, it was just not a good weekend as they are unable to get anything going in this game against Garrett in his first start in his career. He has 5 clean innings, only gives up the 1. The bullpen shuts down the rest. And it ends up being a really disappointing weekend for the Phillies. Again, losing 3 of 5, now losing 4 of 6 in the series. Obviously, a big one today because they need to take it. They're a half game behind the Marlins now. But just in general, a really bad trip to Miami as the Marlins continue to be their kryptonite. And adding to it all, 3 important injuries to talk about. We mentioned a couple of them as we went along. We'll go with in order of what it appears to be less seriousness to most seriousness. I would say, at least this is in my opinion. And 2 will group together, and then the more serious one. But we'll start with Romito. Hip injury. He is getting an MRI today. Didn't play in the doubleheader yesterday. Not ideal. Let's hope for the best. Obviously, this team without Romito is... it's bad. And Knapp's been great, but, you know, obviously... JT is so important to this team, and you hope it's nothing too serious. He will get an MRI in the hip. Rhys Hoskins, an achy forearm. You know, not ideal. It's an important thing for a hitter, obviously, and a throw you throw from first base and all that. So both those guys will have MRIs today. They are day to day for right now, and you hope for the best. Hopefully it's just a little flare up, whatever, in both places, in both cases. Fingers crossed, as obviously right now, I mean, Hoskins has been the hottest, best hitter in the lineup for a while, you know, close to a month, 3 weeks, whatever it's been probably. So that would be a crushing loss if he's hurt at all. Let's hope for the best there. And then, of course, Romito, you know, what a massive part of the team. So, you know, you definitely need him and want him back. And then the biggest concern is the Spencer Howard injury. As Howard, as we mentioned, when we talked about it, left the game. His start on Saturday with shoulder stiffness, and this is the kind of thing that could end the season. Shoulder stiffness for a pitcher is never awesome. You know, that's really something that you're concerned about. You hear about forearm tightness or shoulder stiffness. Like, those are the types of things you hear about, and you go, ooh, not great. Shoulder stiffness particularly, I would say, actually. So, you know, let's hope for the best. Let's hope this is something that does not require surgery or anything like that. And it's just a, you know, kind of him ramping up to pitch at the major league level. And it's, his body is kind of responding the way it's responding. But I will tell you, it is, I'm very scared about it. And I certainly, if you had to ask me, will Spencer Howard make another start this season? I would say no. Now, he might. It's certainly possible, but it, and maybe it's you know, much ado about nothing. But if I had to bet, personally, I would bet that Spencer Howard does not make another start this season. And that sucks, you know, because we didn't really this season get to see the full potential of what Spencer Howard has to offer, the high level stuff that he can bring to the table. We really only got flashes of it, innings here or you know, pitches there or whatever. Wasn't able to string it together, and I think maybe if he had more time this season, he would have started to more and more. Regardless, you know, obviously with him, the most important thing now is just keeping him healthy, making sure he's okay, and obviously not testing any you know, malady past what needs to be done. You know, don't push him, don't push his body, whatever. So hopefully he is okay. All right. Big one today. Big one as the Phillies face the Marlins. The Phillies, as we mentioned, sit a half game behind the Marlins in the NL East. They are 4 games back at the Braves, so that's certain to be a lost cause as far as, you know, look, you – Phillies have played 45 games. 45 games. That means there's 15 games left in the season. They're 3/4 of the way through the season. It's going to be tough to catch a Braves 4-15. Not an easy thing to do. Obviously, a half game behind the Marlins. Only 3 up on the Mets. Keep an eye on that. It's a little scary. Right now, the NL playoff teams are the Braves at the top of the NL East, the Cubs at the top of the Central, and the Dodgers at the top of the West. The Dodgers are still the 1 seed as of now. The Braves the 2 seed, the Cubs the 3 seed by a half game there. It's close. And then the second place teams, the Padres, the second best record in the National League, but obviously in the same division as the Dodgers. They are 30-17. That's impressive. They are the 4 seed. Then the Cardinals, it would be the Marlins who are the 5 seed as the second place team in the NL East. And then the Cardinals, the 6 seed as the second place team in the Central. And the Phillies would be the 7 seed, that top wild card. And then as of right now, the Giants at 23-23 would be the the 8 seed, the wild card. But again, the Phillies only game up on them. So it's, you know, it's not ideal. I was feeling real positive a week ago, and this trip to Miami has made it tough. Has made it tough to stay positive. So, gotta win today. It's really a must-win-ish type of game. As today they will have Vinny Velasquez on the hill. Thought Vinny was gonna go yesterday. Didn't end up going. Vinny against Pablo Lopez. Lopez, a very talented pitcher, had a rough outing his last outing out. We'll see what he can do. But the Phillies need it. They need Vinny to show up. They need a win in a big way. They're kind of reeling right now. This is a bad couple losses here. Bad day yesterday, losing a doubleheader, and then they head right home to face the Mets, and then they got Toronto. Those are, Toronto's especially a tough matchup, so they need to win some games here and need to start today. So fingers crossed, right? Either way, we'll be back to talk about it tomorrow. So until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.